Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I've got a nice short bite-sized episode for you today, I would say it is. I have wanted to start doing some episodes like this since I started the podcast because I know as mums or if you're pregnant, you're working, time can be quite hard to find to just listen to a 45-minute podcast sometimes. I get it. So I'm going to bring some of these shorter episodes to you. So let me know what you think. If you enjoy them, I will absolutely make some more of them for you. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today. With unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal and beyond, as a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20. That's POD20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Today we're going to be chatting about three ways yoga will support you off the mat in pregnancy. So of course, when we think of yoga, we think of that practice that we do when we step onto the mat, and that is the foundation for our practice, absolutely. But what I love so much about yoga and what I love sharing and teaching is what it gives you off the mat. So rather than just that half an hour or 1 hour of class where you're on the mat, you're doing your practice, which is so magical and so needed, what are you taking away with you? And how are you taking what you learn onto the mat into your everyday life, into your pregnancy, and into labor and birth, ultimately, if you're listening to this and you're pregnant as well? So yeah, we're going to kick off with my first reason of how yoga will support you off the mat in pregnancy. And the first one is breath work. So breath work is so, so important, especially in pregnancy. So most yoga classes, if you've done mine, if you're on my membership or come to my classes, you will know we always start the class with some breath work. And you will have felt that shift yourself. Something so simple of just stopping, of tuning into the breath, of taking a deep breath, of just taking the attention away from the mind and onto the breath, can really shift the way we feel quite instantly, to be honest. So yeah, the first thing I want to chat about is that breath work and how that helps you in pregnancy off the mat. It may be quite obvious, but definitely as you go into labor and birth, that breath work that you learn during your yoga practice throughout your pregnancy is going to help you more than you realize right now. If this is your first pregnancy, I would recommend you do spend some time just doing some ground and breath work, doing your breath work throughout pregnancy so it becomes familiar in the body. And when it does get to the time of labor and birth, no matter how you give birth, no matter how you choose, no matter how it ends up going, that breath work will support you. So just becoming familiar with it, doing it as often as you can off your mat, whether you're just walking, taking a walk, you can tune into your breath. Maybe when you wake up of a morning, a few nice deep breaths, just use that breath work as often as you can that you learn on the mat. And that's going to support you just to feel calmer, to feel a little bit more in control. And as I said, the more you do it, the more familiar it's going to feel in your body. So breath work is number one. Number two is connection. Now, pregnancy can be, for some people, especially a lot of the women I teach, it can be quite an unsettling time. Some people absolutely thrive and feel amazing and feel great in their bodies. Other people kind of feel a bit disconnected, find it hard to just feel like themselves throughout those months. So you can use your yoga practice on the mat, of course, to really feel that connection. But just to take it off the mat as well, you can use that time, you can use that skill, sorry, to take it with you throughout the rest of your day, throughout the rest of your week. And what I mean by that connection is that tuning into yourself, that listening to yourself. And this is such an important thing in pregnancy, but in motherhood as well, that listening to your own voice, listening to your intuition, going within to listen to those answers to the questions that you may have, because it's very easy in pregnancy and in motherhood, you'll find, and just in life in general, there's so much advice out there. There's so many opinions. And I was recording a podcast this morning actually with a guest, and one of her tips, and I loved it, was like, stop taking unsolicited advice, listen to yourself. And it's so true. And that becomes a lot easier to do and a lot more effective when you build that connection with yourself. So how can we build that connection with ourselves? It's very simple. We can get still. We can listen. We can start to listen to that voice. And if there's too much noise, there's too much going on, there's too many opinions coming in from every direction, that's actually really hard to listen to your own voice. So get good. Get practicing listening to yourself. And that comes from that stillness, that connection, that trust. And also moving on to that connection piece is connecting with baby. So throughout the months of pregnancy, you're going to want to spend some time connecting with baby. This process of getting to know each other, of bonding, really, really improves and grows when you spend that time really in stillness, connecting, fully present with baby, whether it's just closing your eyes and noticing some movements, some sensations. Those things we can do any time of the day, when you're working, when you're walking, when you're whatever it is you're doing, that does not have to be on the mat. Number three is it's going to help you feel more comfortable in your body day to day. You're not just going to feel good in your body when you're moving and doing the yoga. You're going to feel that way into the rest of your week. What I mean by that is throughout the months of pregnancy, our bodies completely change, they grow. We start to run out of space, don't we? Anyone who's listening who's maybe in that third trimester starting to come up to towards the end of pregnancy, you really do start to run out, feel like you're running out of space. Like obviously baby's taking up so, so much more space in the torso. And what we do in our yoga class, those yoga poses that we're doing to create space, to make space, to feel better, that's going to last into the rest of your day or for the next couple of days, and you can take those moves with you. So again, these things don't have to be on your yoga mat. Notice what you're doing in your class. Those little moves, that opening of the chest, that taking a deep breath, just sitting up nice, just sitting up tall, reaching through the crown of the head. So we're taking these things we're learning on the mat and we're learning in class, and we're taking them with us into the rest of the week. So they are my three things. If you want to try some pregnancy yoga, I hope you do. I have a 7-day free trial on the online membership that you can go on there. There's loads of pregnancy classes for you to try, ranging from kind of 10 minutes all the way up to 30 minutes. And yeah, as I say, everything you learn in those classes, those short, effective classes, you can take with you, and I guarantee they will make you feel so much better throughout the months of pregnancy. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I've loved sharing this with you, and I will absolutely be sharing more of these going forward. So have a lovely week, and I will see you all soon.